All right, so listen, you got a couple new polls. I'll just run through them real quick. Just because it's interesting. Again, you've got votes being casted. You know, polls are polls. It's samplings. You don't know anything for sure because people got to vote. Now, today, you're going to have voting. So, in theory, you could throw these polls out the window because you actually will have information. You're going to actually have outcomes. So when somebody is close in the polls or whatever the hell it is, and you have voting taking place and you have an outcome, well, you could take that poll and throw it in the toilet. I mean, you really can. But let's go through it anyways. This is a national. This is a national poll by Quinnipiac. Our good friends at Quinnipiac. And I guess it's a snapshot. If you want to call it that, it's a snapshot of what could possibly happen today. So Trump leads with 39% support. Remember that ceiling? Remember the ceiling we were recently told? It's 20%. I remember when Trump's ceiling was 20%. I remember when Trump's ceiling was 25%, and then it was 26%, then it was 28%, then it was 30%. I mean, it's just every new poll that comes out, there's a ceiling. Every poll that comes out, there's a ceiling. Oh, it's 30. That's 35. That's 37. Oh, that's so we're at 39%. Followed by Marco Rubio. Little Marco. Who's at 19%. He's at 19%. Followed by Ted Cruz, who's at 18%. It's funny, you put their support together and they don't beat Trump. Yeah, I mean, if you get technical, and this is where the numbers don't work for the establishment, because you'd have to take Cruz's number and Rubio's number together, and then add Kasich's number. You have to add Kasich's number. And then you beat Trump. Then you beat him. But that's the stack all of these numbers together. So that's out. And then the newest one. The newest one. And I take this for speckle of salt. Because it's NBC. Remember, NBC is, they're the ones that had the poll right before South Carolina that had Cruz beating Trump. That was the poll that had Cruz beating by 2 points nationally. Beating him by 2 points nationally. And almost beating him in South Carolina. Almost. So I take NBC and their polls and their surveys with a grain of sand, salt, little grain. So you have Trump at 40%. You have Trump at 40%. And this is the NBC Survey Monkey. You have Trump at 40%. He's up 4 points. He's up 4 points. And that's followed by Marco Rubio. Who's at 21%. And then Ted Cruz is at 18%. Followed by Ben Carson with 8%. And John Kasich with 7%. And once again, if you do the math and you crunch Cruz and Rubio, you're at 39%. They are 1 point behind Trump. You would have to add Ben Carson and or John Kasich to beat Trump in this NBC Survey Monkey poll. And remember, that means no votes could leave Cruz and or Rubio and or Kasich and or Carson. And we know that's not true. The support that Jeb Bush had did not make Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz shoot to the moon. Polling data showed that some of that Jeb Bush support went to Trump. So for Cruz to say, Rubio leaving, those people will get behind him, and in turn, he will overtake Trump, is not accurate. And for Rubio to say Cruz to get out will put him over the top is way not accurate. Like, super duper not accurate. If anything, Rubio does not want Cruz to get out. Cruz got out of the race, I would say more than 50% of those votes. I would say more than 70% of those votes will go to Trump. If Cruz is at 18%, I bet you 15% of them would go to Trump. And that would put Trump over 50. That would put Trump over 50. So this is the Survey Monkey. This is the Survey Monkey. He's actually up 15 points from a similar survey last week. And it polls 8,759 registered Republicans between the days of the 22nd and the 28th. So, there you go. Whatever it's worth. Now, again, all of this kind of means nothing. I would say all of this kind of means nothing because you have voting today. And it's going to kind of shake things up again. It's going to shake things up. People are going to get on the Trump bandwagon should he win huge today. If he wins huge today, people are going to get on the Trump bandwagon. So this national poll will get shaken up again. These polls will get shaken up again. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. So there you go. There's the news of the new poll, but it is